It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Mike, if
he's on a different mic, let me pull him up.
That moment,
we haven't checked.
Programming is brought to a complete halt.
This is fun.
What, Mike? Come up here.
By a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
Could you hear me yelling at you?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What are you doing going down there?
You know, this team is just not that good.
It's not working. That's why we're waiting.
Okay. Somebody should have told me this.
Well, that's why you came back up. That's why you came back up here, because
it
wasn't
a momentary thing that they were going to get fixed.
No.
This is fun.
You tell me we're going to do the show from down there. I think it's just a momentary thing. It's all been checked out. It's not working right now. It will be in just a bit. Nobody told me nothing about this.
Use your head.
Use your head.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW brings you the emergency brake of the week. Our first edition here in 2021. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is from The Morning Show, Gordon Keith. And we cracked up the other day when all of a sudden Gordo turned into Dale Hansen. Junior was talking about possibly going to the dentist. And that's when Gordo sounded like Dale.
Now, it is my understanding that a root canal can fail after 10, 15 years.
Like the nerve grows back?
You sound like Dale Hansen.
Yeah, why'd you say Dale Hansen?
Like a nerve grows back?
Like a nerve grows back?
Yeah. We have to listen to that again. We need to examine that.
I don't think the nerve grows back, but I think the way they either hollow it out or fill it out.
When I examine it again, it's not until the last word.
Right.
It's like
you're fine.
I switch
until the bark.
I switch at the very last word. All of a sudden, I go into straight Dale.
Like the nerve grows back.
The nerve. It does sound like one of those old Khan Academy commercials.
Did it change your life?
Did it change your life?
Like the nerve grows back.
All right, the whole thing again.
Now, it is my understanding that a root canal can fail after 10, 15 years.
Like the nerve grows back?
Sound like Dale Hansen.
Yeah, why'd you say Dale
Hansen?
Like
the nerve grows back?
Like the nerve grows back?
Yeah.
We have to listen to that again. We need to examine that.
I don't think the nerve grows back, but I think the way they either hollow it out. I like the pause. After he said it, all three of us paused, like, something happened.
Yeah, something was weird about the way he said that.
Off. But you were channeling Dale Hansen somehow. Oh, that's funny. All right, there's Gordo as candidate number one. Candidate number two, making funny noises on the hard line, Corby Davidson. And he's been known to do this this before, especially when he has the voice slip. And he had that as they were talking about Tanya Roberts.
So, yeah, she's officially dead after she came back to life. But her... Excuse me. Her longtime friend and rep, Mike Pingle, the former Bengals safety.
Sports joke didn't go over really... Yeah, he probably doesn't do it as much as he used to, but he does still have the slip every once in a while, the Brady voice slip. And it's actually a funny noise combo for Corby, because also on the hard line this week, he made a very Norm-like noise in the background.
We have six sites that we believe could host tournament games, and I believe... Game attendance. What was that noise?
That was a Corby swallow noise.
A little gurgle.
You okay, Corby?
Boy, I didn't even hear that.
Are you drinking?
Yeah, I'm pounding.
Very Norm.
Game attendance currently limited to family members of athletes.
That was funny.
Yeah. That was pretty dang loud, wasn't it?
Yes.
Now, it has been slightly enhanced, I think, by our friend Jared.
That was the raw one. This is the enhanced one.
We have six sites that we believe could host tournament games, and I believe game attendance. What was that noise?
That was a Corby swallow noise.
A little gurgle.
You okay, Corby?
Boy, I didn't even hear that.
Are you drinking?
Yeah, I'm pounding.
Very Norm.
Game attendance currently limited to
family. Like, Bob, what was that noise? What are we calling that? Corby Bobcat? What is that? Purring up on a fence line somewhere?
I don't know. It sounds like it's like a spring that got boinged in his throat.
I think all of us at the Ticket have digestive issues.
Yeah.
We make a lot of noises.
God, humans are gross.
The greatest one ever was Norm Crocodile. That's the most amazing. Listen to that.
It doesn't even sound human.
I mean, that has been enhanced, but still it's stopped him down.
Yeah, but it hasn't been pitched down. It's just been amplified.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
The Norm one.
These are like night noises by the creek.
Yeah, right. The Norm one is not human.
Just the hell going on inside his body.
I don't know. Do we still have the long version of that, Jerry? Because that was back when Frito was producing the show, and he was trying to fight through a point about Emmett Smith. And he was just talking in circles.
Meanwhile, there's a hell portal opening up in Norm's body.
Oh, man. I don't know if we still have that one or not, but that's an amazing noise. Bobcat Corby, along with Voice Slip Corby. That's your Corby combo platter as candidate number two. And then candidate number three is Dan McDowell. He thought he'd play some J.J. Watt audio. He had some hot sports opinions after week 17. Problem is, Dan, he didn't preview the audio.
Let's play it, and then you can tell me if you think it's just a bunch of BS or not. But it was, I just wanted to get this out there.
This is a job. We are getting paid a whole lot of money. There are a lot of people that watch us and invest their time and their money into buying our jerseys and buying a whole bunch of and they care about it. They care every single week. And if you can't care enough, even in week 17, even when you're trash, when you're 4-11, if you can't care enough to go out there and give everything you've got and try your hardest, that's bullshit.
All right, I better stop playing it.
Goodness. Do you like it?
Apparently, didn't preview this.
It wasn't beeped on the air. Yeah, they had it. Jer beeped it.
The first one wasn't even beeped?
No.
Why is he letting it go?
Good question.
Wait, but they dumped it, right?
Yeah, they dumped it in time. They got it.
Why? That's funny. They didn't react to the first one.
No, someone inhaled. Like,
all right, we'll see if we can listen for the inhale.
Let's play it, and then you can tell me if you think it's just a bunch of BS or not. But it was. I just wanted to get this out there.
This is a job. We are getting paid a whole lot of money. There are a lot of people that watch us and invest their time and their money into buying our jerseys and buying a whole bunch of and they care about it. They care every single week. And if you can't care enough, even in week 17, even when you're trash, when you're 4-11, if you can't care enough to go out there and give everything you've got and try your hardest, that's bullshit.
All right, I better stop playing it.
Goodness. You like it?
Apparently, I didn't preview this enough.
Dan, just sitting back. Yeah, surely he's not going to do it again. Sure enough, he does. So those are your three candidates, the Great Gordo, the Corby Combo Platter, or Dan. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the Ticket. Who wins?
I'm going to vote for Corby Davidson. I could identify that swallow noise in a drunken rave bathroom any day.
Mm-hmm. Man, dude. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Gordo is my hero, but I really want to vote for Dan. Happy New Year, Musers.
Hey, Casey. Oh, it's Casey. Are you 14 now?
Cassidy.
Oh,
God. Your hero just got your name wrong.
Gordo after still
knowing
your hero?
You for 5 years.
I thought you were a different 13-year-old girl that called up here all the time.
Oh, no.
She is ticked.
She's so mad.
Hello. You're on Ticket AM, FM, and the stream.
Wabbity, babbity, babbity.
Yeah, that's about for
startup,
me.
There. I haven't heard that in a while. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Welcome back, Musers. It's D-Break Man. And now, let's get on our feet because, hey, it's Friday, and we got the Dale Hanson Chicken Dance. The nerve is back, the nerve is back, the nerve is back, 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 the nerve is back, the nerve is back, 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 back.
Thanks, E-Break Man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, boys.
Uh-oh. Hey.
Vaginal slice, born.
Oh, man, I was hoping for the best.
You're nope.
21. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I'd like to responsibly vote for the thinking man's Dax Shepard, Gordon Keith.
Is that what you are?
No, Dax is the thinking man's Dax Shepard.
Hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Sports caller. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to place an order for a Corby combo platter with a side of Giorgio hot fries and Norm Smackums, please.
Since, what have we called him? Sincerity Smacks?
Yeah, Sincerity Smacks.
Yeah.
When Norm is going to make a bittersweet point.
I heard him do it the other day. Heart. I laughed. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Corby's balls dropping bobcat noises and Hooter Brown.
Okay. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Good morning, guys. Good to talk to you again. Hey, let's vote for Bobcat Corby, and don't forget to bend and scoot.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'll take Dan's BS.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I want everybody in the Metroplex to pray for PK's back, and we'll go with Corby.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. The Corby Combo Platter. Funny noises making the win for the e-break.
So, yeah, she's officially dead after she came back to life. But her... Excuse me. Her longtime friend and rep, Mike Pingle.
The man, I love the...
Bingle safety.
I love the Danny Pounce. Doesn't it seem like Danny's just waiting, yeah. waiting just to... hit somebody with a mallet when they mess up.
Yeah.
In the background.
That's what's great about it.
All right, and a weird noise from Corby along the Norm lines.
We have six sites that we believe could host tournament games, and I believe game attendance. What was that noise?
That was a Corby swallow noise.
A little gurgle.
You okay, Corby?
Boy, I didn't even hear that.
Are you drinking?
Yeah, I'm pounding.
Very Norm.
Game attendance currently limited to family members of athletes.
Oh, man, that's funny. How many wins is that for Corby?
72nd win. He is now 46 behind Norman Manti Hitzkus.
Manti. You didn't find the original Frito Norm, did you?
I can't find it, sorry.
Oh, man.
That's too bad.
I hope that's there somewhere. Hope we haven't lost that. Through the years. Well, way to go, Corby. Way to go. This week's winner in the emergency break of the week, Bobcat Corby and voice slip Corby wins the e-break. All right. The Cowboy season is over. We wrap it up with our Cowboy friends, Bob Sturm and Jake Kemp, a little Cowboys roundtable coming your way here in just 4 minutes.